You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
Seacrest!
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
I don't want to play April Fool's games. No reindeer games this morning. 102.7 Kiss FM. I don't mean a bah. I don't want a bah.
But bah humbug.
I don't want a bah. But I don't. This is the least favorite day for me, because everything that seems wrong is obviously an April Fool's joke. So kind of loses its pizzazz. So y'all aren't coming in here planning on pulling April Fool's jokes. Because I feel like
know.
You were when I said we're not going to do
you
it.
You got to be on the edge of your seat all morning.
Yeah,
I
know.
You got to be on the edge of my seat.
That's the best part of April Fool's.
I want to be centered in my seat.
You don't know when it's coming.
I'm not a surprise birthday kind of guy.
Well, good thing it's not your birthday.
It's not a surprise party.
No, but it's the same thing. Surprise. You know, didn't see it coming. April Fool's jokes.
Right.
So what have y'all planned? You obviously planned something. Otherwise, you wouldn't have these looks on your faces.
That's what
and
you
good
would think.
Good morning to you, too.
Good morning.
Happy April Fool's Day.
What do we got? April Fool's, Cesar Chavez Day, no school, and National Sourdough Bread Day. Something to get excited about.
Yum.
What?
I really want to be a sourdough girly.
Baker. Right. You told us.
We've
Why
talked
don't you
about
learn?
This.
Yeah, I know, because it seems so hard. They like make the stuff and you have to like leave it overnight.
It's quite the trend now. Get on your TikTok.
It's so trendy. See, everybody's making sourdough and it's so good for your gut,
I mean,
too.
Just buy it. We buy it at the store and call it a day.
The crust is so delicious.
Yeah, we're like in our homestead era.
Oh gosh.
We are. We make everything. Robbie made bone broth up from scratch in our home for 32 hours.
Do you have nothing but time? Hey, 32 hours to make anything? You have nothing but time.
No, you leave it. You basically, it's like actually a lot easier than you think.
It is very easy.
Let me look at today. It's Mercury entering retrograde later this afternoon. Some lingering showers this morning, partly sunny today. Highs in the mid-60s. Now, we have Orion's Roses. You got to listen to this. 740. If you're co-parenting with an ex, this roses we need you to hone in on. May need your feedback on this one.
This will get under your skin.
It's a reason for concern. So it's two men married, but unfortunately, one of the gentlemen thinks his husband has gone back to reignite flames with his ex-wife.
That is so dark.
So
I would be so mortified if I was in that relationship.
740. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into it. First, it's April 1st, and spring is here. How's spring going to affect you based on your zodiac sign? Kick it off with Aries.
Yes, Aries. Patience is key to this season. Waiting gives you an opportunity to gain a new perspective.
Taurus, you may prefer to stay away from the spotlight, but soon you will want to be a part of the social scene.
Gemini, it's time to break out of your bubble. Make sure to make concrete plans that you can look forward to.
Cancer, before you say yes to that new project, ensure you have the assistance to avoid being overwhelmed.
Leo, this is a great time to take a road trip with friends, sign up for a class on an interesting topic, or explore a new hobby.
Virgo, remember that your determination can and will move mountains if you focus on your goals.
Libra, you're finally ready to commit to creating a better dynamic with your significant other. Get to work.
Scorpio, connecting with nature can make you feel more in harmony with the universe.
Sagittarius, the possibilities are endless when it comes to matters of the heart, so go on and take a chance.
Capricorn, spring is the best time to live your best life. You work hard and deserve some relaxation.
I'll take it. Yes.
Aquarius, as the zodiac's activist, it is important for you to inspire and motivate your community to work together for positive change.
I didn't know Aquarius was Zodiac's activist.
Yeah.
Pisces, embrace the opportunity to let your voice be heard. You have the power to take charge.
I like those. Good job, guys. Spring Zodiac sign direction. Okay, come at your morning hack. Do you love fruit? If you're a fruit lover, it's going to last longer in your fridge with this. It's just a morning hack. Maybe you're at your fridge now. So, fruit. Do you like to have it first thing in the morning? Blueberries. Raspberries, my two favorite, strawberries too, but easier to eat on the fly, a handful of blueberries and raspberries.
Exactly. Toss them in a container, like, go to work.
Strawberries are too big.
Yeah.
No, well, we pre-wash and pre-cut ours, so they're ready to go.
We, like Tanya, who's home nesting everything.
Homesteading.
Homesteading. Anyway, so to stay on top of your fruit, make sure it's the best. The way to keep it ripe longer is put it in an egg carton.
Smart.
It's so unaesthetically pleasing, though.
Oh, egg cartons can be beautiful. The soft paper pulp type, not the plastic ones.
Right, paper will
absorb all the moisture, and you will. In fact, also, your little plums will fit perfectly in the egg holes.
No, but it's with the berries. It's so hard to dry them. And it's true. If you keep them moist, then they'll get bad faster. So this is a great hack.
Egg carton. You might be in your kitchen now. Put aside an egg carton. Today's quote. When you depend on someone to make you happy, you give them the same power to make you miserable. So true.
Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
Well, Mayor Karen Bass announced two new inside safe operations this weekend as part of the city's efforts to tackle homeless encampments. Stay out of the water this week. An ocean water use warning has been issued for all of LA County beaches throughout next Monday. Most of California's fast food workers will now earn at least $20 per under the new minimum wage law that goes into effect today. And tonight's Powerball jackpot will be worth an estimated $975 million after no one matched all six numbers during the drawing Saturday night.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, wow. There's a lot going on. There's a lot to catch up on. We were active on our text messages over the weekend. Tanya, that's where you go, cute.
So cute. Nothing makes me happier when I see your name pop up, but then I get really stressed and I can't understand what you're saying.
What, you couldn't understand what I said last night?
No. I understood the first part, but then I couldn't understand the second part.
I said I watched Is It Cake 3, which you told me to watch.
Correct.
And the guy kept calling himself daddy.
Right. But then it was the second part of the text message that I could not decode.
He keeps saying, well, daddy's cake, daddy. The guy kept saying, I don't know. What is the host? The host? It's the first time I've ever seen
Mikey
it.
Mikey Day, so. Mikey Day.
Mikey Day.
Where are daddy's cake?
Oh! That's the host.
Yes, where are daddy's cakes?
Have you seen Is It Cake? I know we talked about
my
it.
My kids watch
people
this.
People love it.
Like, so, my kids are obsessed with it. They watch it all the time.
Obsessed with it.
Well, Tanya always, and Sissany too, watch this. Look at this. Watch this.
Right.
Generally, I lean more towards Sissany's ideas and suggestions. But I thought, you know what? There I was.
It depends on your mood.
After pep talking my niece for her recital, for her Easter recital.
Aww.
There I was with a little time. I love a pep talk. And then she said to me, she goes, Rai, she calls me Rai, I heard you're afraid of the Easter bunny. She goes, I can fix that.
Cute.
And then I said to her, if you have an egg hunt today, just be aware that some of those freak me out. Don't be afraid of the Easter bunny, Rai.
Aww.
Anyway, so there I am. Laying in bed going, well, I'm going to watch something that y'all told me to watch. So I flip on Is It Cake 3, and I can't tell what's cake and what's not cake.
Neither can I.
So fun.
Is the whole series just them cutting cake? I saw they had to do a bake-off or something too, but yeah. I fell asleep.
Oh, you didn't see this? That's like the whole competition is basically they make a cake and then there's judges that have to decide if their cake is real or there's like a decoy and they have to decide which one's the cake.
This is the thing. This is why I'm not great at ideas. If you were to come into my office and pitch that as a show, I'd be like, okay, right. Like people are going to watch that. Then I start to watch it. I couldn't stop. I fell asleep, but I couldn't stop at the beginning. All I wanted to do was get a big knife out of my kitchen and go cut stuff that yeah. like cake.
I think the I thing is, like, stuff. Those videos are very popular on social media. Like, they, right. So I think that's kind of where they got the idea. Like, this could be a show.
I'm not a cake lover, but those cakes made me want to cut and eat cake.
Yeah.
And the guy's sitting in a chair, like a big lazy boy chair. Well, guess what? It's cake.
Yeah, and he just stabs it right there.
The guy shoots pool balls on a pool table. Yeah. Guess what? The pool balls, cake.
Yeah.
And they're daddy's cake.
Where are daddy's cakes?
Yikes.
It's like been one of my bucket list dreams to be a guest or to be a judge on that show.
What didn't you understand about my text?
The second part. Hold on, I can read it.
Yeah, I was like, on. It was very, it made sense to me.
It did? Hold on, this
you're
is the second
decoding
part.
Decoding my text.
Can we get the clip? I do know want to take a shape on if no cakes. Can somebody explain what that means?
Well, Mark, clearly you understood what that meant.
That part I didn't, but I got the vibe of the whole text. And that's how it works with you. You just have to get the kind of general gist.
Yeah. Just get the daddy clip. That's all he wants.
I wanted the daddy clip. Wait, there was another text that I sent. If I can open up my phone.
Oh, this
another...
morning. Ooh.
What was this morning? It's not me. It's my phone has AI auto hypercorrect.
It's totally you.
I was leaving some olive oil for somebody to pick up. And I texted them, I will have your EVOO at the gym if you want to swim by and grab it. Well, obviously, it was supposed to be swing by.
Now, yeah, right.
My phone changed it to Teddy Swims by. Uh-huh. Not my fault.
No.
You get it.
But thank you, Mark, for decoding it. And also, I'm on the fly. Sometimes I'm doing a lot of things when I'm sending the text, but I don't want to forget, right?
That's true.
I appreciate that.
How was the birthday celebration? Because I asked you about an email that I sent to everybody, and she's like, I'm a little backed up on emails after a big weekend.
And that's very rare for me. Like, I love having my inbox empty, and right now there's about, like, 100 emails that I just have not gone through.
But that's because you're a manager. Like, you're not just on the air. You have all those other roles, too.
Yeah.
You got real duties.
So you were, like, asking me about an email. I was like,
How was the celebration?
It was so much fun. We stayed at the Fountain Blue in
Vegas. I can hear the Fountain Blue
and
in
you
your voice.
Can feel it and hear it in my throat. I'm drinking some hot tea. We saw Cascade Friday night. We ate at Mother Wolf at Fountain Blue.
Oh,
and
Evan Funky's restaurant.
Oh my gosh, delicious. And then have you ever eaten at Poppy Steak?
No.
I've never eaten it, but I've seen videos. Did they come out and they do a big show?
Yes.
And the lights flash?
So if you get like the tomahawk steak, which we did for our table.
They bring out a big show, right?
They bring it like on ice in a suitcase and the whole restaurant comes and like parties and like celebrates that you got the steak and then they sear it and then they go and take it back and cook it for you.
So I had a romantic dinner.
Not romantic. Yeah. Party vibes for sure.
That place is supposed to be very cool.
Yes, it's really, really cool. So I highly recommend.
Vegas voice right there from Sissany.
Sorry, Vegas you'll have voice. To deal with it today and maybe tomorrow.
How was your Easter, Tanya?
My Easter was pretty chill. I wasn't feeling super hot yesterday. So
do you have the chest cough, the tickle?
No, I don't. It was girl, you know, period stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
I do know. I'm familiar with that.
Yeah. So I just took it. We were homesteading yesterday. Started making our bone broth and salmon salad and egg salad for the week, you know.
Got it. Egg salad seems like something that should not be ingested by you just knowing your track record.
No, it's really good. It's such a good snack for me.
Well, crazy Easter weekend weather-wise, right? Went from blue skies to heavy rain all weekend.
Well, and there was like hail, rain delay. Right? There was like hail in Santa Barbara.
I can't remember the last time it rained on Easter Sunday.
Yeah, it's kind of a bunny kill, buzz kill.
Yeah.
But
was it still raining yesterday morning? Because I landed at like 1 maybe, and it was sunny and beautiful.
It was like wet. It was just wet.
Disney, you were in a bubble of your own. You missed all of reality.
Yeah. I heard that it rained here, but yeah. It rained last night?
Yes.
Hi, Disney. I'm Ryan. That's
we did a full Easter egg hunt outside with the kids yesterday, and it was perfectly fine.
Are you sure you were awake?
Yes, I was awake, and it was my children, and it was at my house. Kids.
Okay. Okay, I need to bring in the back room. Michaela, this might be interesting for you because you got that real interesting, opening line from the guy that was creepy and I think made people not want to be on some.
I'm still thinking about that line. So
And the line weird.
He said,
pick up line.
If you're regularly taking birth control, you should match with me.
Bull.
That's what the guy said as an opening line on Hinge.
What's wrong with people?
Yeah, it was Hinge.
Yeah, Hinge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Erica Etten. You might want to meet her, Michaela.
I'm excited.
She's an online dating coach. Everybody's excited.
Hello, online
dating coach, Erica Etten. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm glad you found me.
Well, we have a couple staff members here who are single and looking and are on different dating apps, and it's really astonishing how tricky it can be and how difficult it can be. For starters, one of the pickup lines that we heard here from a guy that was reaching out to Michaela on Hinge was just weird and creepy and, you know, kind of made her run the opposite direction. So what do you do? What is your work?
Okay. So good question. So I'm an online dating coach. I help people with all aspects of online dating. So think your profile, your pictures, the messaging, what do you say, all the way to the point of the first date, because that is where people struggle. And, you know, it's not rocket science on how to send a good message or not, but when it comes down to it, people seem to lose common sense sometimes. And so I guide people through that process because I really just want to get them on dates.
And is the biggest or most important thing to do out of the gate just coming up with that initial way of connecting?
Yeah, I put people on what I call a how are you cleanse. I don't allow, hey, how are you? How's your day? How's it going? All you have to do is read the profile, find something, anything in the profile you want to comment on, and ask a question about it. So, like, for example, I just wrote for someone this morning. A guy said he was a pilot. And as, you know, I suggested to her to write, were you one of those kids who was always playing with toy airplanes? Like, that's cute. It shows that you read the profile, and it gets the conversation started.
I like that because how are you doing? What was your day? I mean, that's so benign.
Right. Okay,
but here's the thing. So, Erica, let's say that one of us has your assistance and your expertise helping us along. Will I be a worse performer without you? I worry that, like, okay, well, my game's going to go not as strong once you aren't with me.
Well, luckily, you can learn from everything I do. I consider my work, so for some people, I do their work with them, which is coaching. So they'll actually get on a Zoom with me, they'll share their screen, and I will watch them swipe. And I will give very direct feedback when we're doing that. Why are you picking this person? Why aren't you picking this person? Write this message. And then for some people, as crazy as this sounds, they do hire me to actually do the legwork of the online dating for them. They want to go on the dates, but they don't want to do that work. And so many people get stuck in the, you know, in the texting game, and they can't actually get on the date. I try to keep that conversation as short as possible because ultimately, I just want to give people opportunities. I want to put them on dates. So if they're smart, even when we're working together, they take all of the tools that I provide. I give a lot of tips and tricks, like how to, you know, what words to say to get to the date faster. If they use all of those on their own, great.
And you must check in with people when there's success. It's got to feel pretty good if you help them out.
It does feel pretty good. The most frustrating part of my job, though, is that people love telling me when they go on bad dates. And I very rarely get to hear the good. So I encourage people to tell me the good. But if I'm going to give you one tip or trick or anything, if your conversation is taking too long on the dating apps and you just want to get to the date, just say to the other person, hey, I'm really enjoying our conversation. Where should we go from here? You will have a date.
Ooh, where should we go from here?
That's a good thing for us to use in our meetings sometimes because they go long as well.
So true.
Seriously,
really enjoying this.
Cut through all of that. Where should we go from here?
That's a great way of saying it.
I love
Erica Etten is here. You can go on Instagram to @alittlenudge on Instagram, and she can help you out when it comes to the dating. Michaela, hopefully you gleaned a little something there. I think somebody did. Oh, I know. I wanted to ask you. We liked this one. This is one we saw ranked as a great opening line on a dating app.
Okay.
What's your go-to appetizer, and when are we splitting it this weekend? Is that too forward?
I love it. It's okay, adorable. It's a little forward, and I would only write that if somebody actually mentioned food in their profile or appetizers.
Right.
Again, I mean, you want to comment on something someone has written because it shows that you actually read the profile. But what you just said is clever and cute and still better than how's it going.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for coming on. I think we all feel better about ourselves right now. Erica, you take care and good luck. I think the appetizer line, people should write it down and use it.
I think it's cute. I love it.
Tanya's poo-pooing.
Yeah.
She's pooing over there.
She wasn't feeling it.
I wasn't feeling it.
102.7 KISS FM. It's time for Ryan's Roses. Here we go. Everybody in? Dear Sisney, Ryan, Tanya, my husband has been spending a lot of time with his ex-wife, and it's starting to make me nervous. He was over there last Saturday night, and I just found out their kids were at the sleepover. This is from Tyler in Westwood. So let's get some detail here. Tyler, thank you for reaching out. We just want to find out a little bit more about what's happening. So your husband's been spending time with his ex-wife, and you're nervous. What are you nervous about, Tyler?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I knew that there was baggage when I got into this relationship. You know, he's divorced from a woman, so they have two kids together, and he didn't leave her for me. They were already divorced 3 years when we met and we fell in love, and he's always been there for the kids, like every soccer game, performance, birthdays, and all that kind of stuff. And you know, his ex-wife remarried and everything's been great, but lately I've just been feeling, I don't know, like my spidey sense has been kind of tingling because they've been spending a lot more time together over at her house. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really think too much of it, but I definitely started noticing as time's been going on that it's been more and more and more. And he was over there for dinner last Saturday, and he got home really late, and that bothered me. The kids are getting older, so they're staying up late. So like, I've been like, you know, in my head, I've been going back and forth, like, am I overreacting? Am I just paranoid? But then I picked up the youngest from school on Monday, and I asked how the weekend was, and he said that he and his brother slept at their cousin's house on Saturday night, so they weren't even there.
So they were home alone.
Yeah, they were there together.
All right, so do you think he's then gone back romantically with his ex-wife? Is that your concern?
I don't know. I really don't know.
And how long have you been married to him?
We've been married 2 years, but we've been together for 4 years.
Okay. So here's the thing. You are, in your mind, you're worried that maybe he's gone back to his ex-wife and lied about the fact that the kids were there, they weren't there, and there might be romance again. That's what you're thinking.
I mean, it just feels weird to me. Like, why is he spending so much time over there? Why are they spending so much time together alone? Like, and why, yeah, and he's not being completely honest about it.
So the question is, who's he going to send the roses to? Will he send her the roses? Send somebody else the roses? Tyler, we're going to call him right now. I need you to say, Ryan, you have my permission to call. And his name? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm giving you permission.
Okay, to call. What's his name?
Oh, his name is...
Okay, we're going to do that right now. Be very quiet. Let's see if we can find out. Good luck, Tyler.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Gus, please?
Yes, who is this?
Hi, my name is Noreen. I'm calling from Westwood Blooms. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine. You?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. We're offering a promotion right now for local residents, and it's a free dozen red roses that you can send to anybody that you'd like. They are free. I don't need cash or credit card info or anything like that from you. We're just trying to promote our business. We deliver locally and throughout parts of LA.
Was that for me?
Are you Gus?
Sorry, you're offering free roses I can send wherever?
Correct. We just need the name of the person you want to send them to and a note.
And I pay you nothing?
Nothing.
Okay. Can you send them to Tara?
Yes. And what would you like to put on the card?
Hey, is that mine? What? Wait, who's on the radio? This woman at Starbucks is saying that I'm on the radio right now. What's going on?
What would you like to put on the card?
Hold on. What's going on? Why is everyone here? My voice is coming from. What is happening?
Gus, your voice is being broadcast on the radio. The woman from Starbucks is correct. We have your husband Tyler on the line. He's asked us to give you a call. You are being broadcast. Yes.
Why are you sending roses to your ex-wife?
Oh my God! What are you doing?
Were the kids there on Saturday night or not?
What are you talking about? Oh my God!
Saturday night, you were at your ex-wife's house. Were the kids there?
No, they were not. Can we talk about this?
Was her husband there?
No.
So Gus, Tyler's trying to find out what's going on with you and your ex-wife. That's why we're here.
Okay. Tara and I, we've been reconnecting. We've been talking.
What does that mean? What does reconnecting
mean? I don't know. I don't know what it means. I just know it. We had so many fights over the years, and it's nice to talk to her without fighting. That's it.
Okay. What about her husband?
He's not there anymore. Look, I don't know. Okay? I'm very confused. I need to just figure everything out. But can we not do this like this?
What are you confused? You know, take all the time you need to become not confused, because I'm not going to be there. So
wait, you are overreacting. This is not a big deal. We have just been talking. That's it.
You sleeping with your ex-wife is a very, very big deal.
I never said I was sleeping with my ex-wife, first of all.
Are you sleeping with her?
Listen, can we do this off of the radio? Can we please not
talk
about
this? Are you sleeping with her? Answer the question.
I'm not doing this.
Well, you can't answer it.
Hello?
He hung up.
Gus hung up? Tyler, do you think he's sleeping with his ex-wife?
Yeah, I do.
I do, too.
He didn't deny it. I did hear that. So, yeah, he said he's reconnecting. I'm not quite sure what that means myself.
And her husband's not around. Her husband's
so
gone,
lying.
He said.
Right, so he's lying. All right, Tyler, we're going to let you go so you can track Gus down and get into it with him. Good luck with everything. Tyler's married to Gus, 2 years, been together four. So he reaches out and he says, I've been feeling a little nervous about my husband. He's been spending time with his ex-wife, and he found out that because he and his ex-wife, his husband and his ex-wife, have kids, and if he's hanging out, the kids generally would be there so they can spend time with the kids. But he found out that he lied about the kids being there on a Saturday night, and it was just Gus and his ex-wife. So Tyler's concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. Doesn't feel
so
right.
Sketch.
Well, it got worse. We got him on the phone, and Gus said, I've been reconnecting with my ex-wife. The kids were not there. And then Tyler said, are you sleeping with... Remember, he's married to Gus. Tyler married to Gus. Gus married to Tyler. Tyler says, are you sleeping with your ex-wife? Sissy, he didn't deny it.
He did not. And he was like,
let's not do this on the air.
Yeah, let's not do this here.
Let's not do this here.
What? The fact that he called it a this, it means that there's a thing.
There's a thing.
When someone's married and they say, I'm reconnecting with my ex, game over.
Daggers. Over.
What else do you need to hear,
over.
Right?
Daggers.
I'm reconnecting, but I'm not sleeping. Well, it doesn't matter. You reconnect. You're trying to reconnect.
Reconnect my
and
internet.
And you're drinking behind my back and you're lying about it.
Mm-hmm.
Alyssa in St. Gabriel, good morning. You heard Ryan's Roses. What's your view?
So first of all, I love that the people at Starbucks heard the Roses thing and knew exactly what was going on.
And told him he was on the air.
Yeah. They totally gave that away, and that's hilarious.
It would have been great if we got the note, though, you know?
Yeah. But
Starbucks, keep listening.
Overall,
we appreciate it. Yes,
yeah, I mean, I think... Overall, like, there's definitely a huge problem there. Like, it sounds like this guy, Gus, wants his family back. And, like, that's always, like, he's always going to want that back, like, and he's always going to have that connection with his family. And, like,
it seems to me like he was working on reconnecting or getting that back before he went to his husband to say, I need to be with somebody else. It's over for us.
And he sent the flowers to her too.
Oh yeah, it's all bad. It's like bad, worse.
What was her name? I thought he said he sent the flowers to Tyler at first, but
Tara,
her name's
Tara.
Tara. Very confusing to me. Tyler, Tara? Because I wasn't sure at first. I thought he said Tyler. Tyler.
Tara.
Tara. We got Tyler singing water.
Yeah.
Tara, his ex, and Tyler, the husband.
I know.
Alyssa, Ryan's Roses. Every Monday, every Thursday. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening to us. If you want to get to the bottom of something, peace of mind in your own relationship, Ryan at kissfm.com. Send us the email like Tyler did, and good luck to Tyler. Appreciate you, buddy, for listening to us. Appreciate you for reaching out. Appreciate you for going on. And I hope you find happiness and get to the bottom of it. Got a Beyonce trending report coming up in just a second. Tonight, our iHeartRadio Music Awards. Ludacris hosting that and performing. Beyonce is going to be receiving the Innovator Award.
Yeah, Justin
Timberlake,
she is.
Tate McRae, Jelly Roll, Green Day. So, Tanya, you and EJ are going to be in the iHeartRadio yellow carpet tonight, right?
Yes, that's right. We'll be hosting, and I'm so excited. I mean, if I see Beyonce, I might.
Well, you will
out.
See Beyonce. She's going to the show.
Yeah, I know, but you know, like she, I feel like.
Do we need to protect? Sisney, you're Beyonce. Here you come, Beyonce. She has one question. Go. What's your question?
What's your question?
Oh, well,
that's not, no, you can't. That's not a question.
Okay. How does it feel to have so much love and support with Cowboy Carter?
Is that the one question?
Well, I don't think we're going to get be able to talk to her.
Well, you always have.
Yeah, you
got to
have it in the back pocket.
You never know. Like, haven't you ever seen where they just all of a sudden turn and walk over? Like, big stars will turn and walk over
to
somebody.
Yeah, and I do feel like sometimes maybe if they make eye contact with you and you give them the puppy eyes, like, please, can I just say one thing? I'm obsessed with your album, blah, 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 blah. Then maybe she'll come over.
I tried that on the Oscar carpet many times. No one really responded to my puppy eyes, but you do want to have a card ready, because what if you do get her?
Exactly. Be ready to go.
I would be ready.
Pass out.
What are you going to ask Justin Timberlake?
Actually pass out. We want to talk to him about how he's going to open the show, what it feels like to open the iHeartRadio Music Awards, because he's kicking it off.
All right, good. Well, Tiny DJ out there in the yellow carpet. You can see that on Facebook, YouTube. You can watch it on Twitch, 2:30. That all begins.
Yes.
And let's get to Beyonce and your trending report.
Okay, so Cowboy Carter came out on Friday, and it has been causing quite the stir. I want to focus on Dolly Parton's Jolene cover on the album.
Jolene, I'm warning you, don't come for my man.
Dolly Parton's OG version, she is begging this woman not to take her man. But in Beyonce's version, it's kind of like the long-awaited cleanup of that pile of skeletons left from 2016's Lemonade.
Uh-huh.
So when fans were first introduced to Beyonce's own personal Jolene, you know, Becky with the good hair.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of that whole scenario in this song. And so Hailey Bieber posted this song on her Instagram story. She wrote like, "Hew!" You know, like the like, you go, girl. Fans are saying that they think Hailey is posting this as a jab at Selena, kind of like stay away from. I know. And I honestly, I want to say I wholeheartedly believe, because all of us were posting this Jolene song when it came out, like on our Instagram stories. I feel like Hailey just probably was obsessed with the song and posted it and didn't even think about the lyrics and what that could kind of.
I don't think there's a conspiracy going on here.
I don't think so either. But what I'm saying is I don't think she even realized that she would be causing this whole stir when she posted it.
Were you familiar with the song Jolene, Jolene, Jolene?
I was familiar with it because I mean, it's like iconic, but I would never say that I listened to it on the regular. And
a lot of contestants over the years picked it on American Idol to be their song.
That's interesting.
And who doesn't have a friend named Jolene? I just want to shout out my friend named Jolene. Jolene and Meddy.
I do not.
No, really? Oh, no. Mark, do you have a friend named Jolene?
I do not.
Tubbs, friend named Jolene?
No. I have a friend named JoJo, and he does afternoons here. Does that count?
Well, that's not Jolene.
I have a Joel. I know a Joel.
Do you have a friend named Meddy? It's Jolene and Meddy, the couple. Do you have a friend named Meddy? Everybody's got a friend named Meddy.
Nope.
No friend. Wow. All right. Well, Jolene and Meddy.
But maybe it's where you grew up.
Right now. No, they're from here.
No. Well, I don't know.
He's from Orange County. That's a Jolene from Orange County. Very excited about the album. Very excited about Beyonce. Very excited Beyonce will be in hours with you on the yellow carpet and inside the theater for the iHeartRadio Music Awards.
I don't think you understand. I have spent so much time with this album and I've just been falling off. The Blackbird cover is next level. Like, and what she's doing for black women in country music is just so cool.
She's always reinventing.
Yeah.
And we have got it in person. Well, not in person, but you can see her in person through your screen live on Fox tonight. Fox tonight, and you'll hear it on KISS, our iHeartRadio Music Awards. Big time. Luda, love that you're hosting that. Well, we talked about our weekend watch list on Friday. And on my weekend watch list, selfishly, American Idol. Love the show. Done it a few years. Always excites me to meet. What's different every year? Excites me to meet the new contestants.
That's right.
To meet the youth of America, the future leaders of our country, and those that just have a calling for great performing. Quintavious. That's all I got to say. It's Quintavious. If you saw it, then you know. If you didn't see it, it's on Hulu. Check it out. But Quintavious, we met Quintavious. He made it to Hollywood, survived the biggest cut in Idol history, and here's why. Listen to the voice of Quintavious. Also love his name. Quintavious, listen.
Oh, help me. I'm falling. Does anybody hear me calling out? Oh, I'm calling out for help. Help.
Wow. Ah. Dude, here he is, Quintavious. The sound of you, it is
wow,
it
like, beautiful.
It just rocks everybody's soul. Congratulations on a great performance. So let me tell you, Sisney Tanya, mm-hmm. Quintavious, 21 years old, from Franklin, Tennessee, a vocal coach and worship leader. He's just a good dude. And Quintavious, I'm always curious to find out a little bit more about why somebody ends up on American Idol. But for you, it wasn't just like, hey, I'm going to give this a shot. This is like really a calling for you, right?
It definitely is a calling. I feel like it's a purpose behind it, to show people that they can do it and to even encourage other, even Christian artists and singers that you can be on American Idol and touch people.
How did it feel, Quintavious? We all look for validation. The reason we're on the radio every day and come back the next day is to see if people's still coming back for us, you know, to listen. Mm-hmm. How did it feel when Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie all stood up and gave you an ovation, standing ovation?
It felt humbling and honoring. I was just, it almost not just solidified, but it kind of gave that stamp of, okay, this is who you are and this is where you're supposed to be.
I'm telling you, Quintavious is just, I loved having you around those days that we were on the set because you do bring that energy and spirit. And talk about what was going on in your life, in your own personal life for one of these performances, Quintavious.
I was thinking about my mom and my family, even with the performance that was just shown. Some of the words was, I am a single mother of three. And so I was thinking about how at one point in time, my mom was a single mother of three, and how God got me through that. So in these points of time in my life, it was a lot of the Lord maturing me and me growing up. So, yeah.
And are you still leading? Are you still worship leader?
I'm still leading worship and whatever else I got to do. I do about 11 things.
Nice.
If people want to have a better day or a better evening and you're busy, you're tired, just watch Quintavious and watch all the contestants on Idol. But I think you're really going to get a great feeling after seeing him perform and wish him a lot of luck. American Idol, 8 o'clock on ABC, and that streams on Hulu, but you can see it tonight as well. Quintavious, thank you for being a part of our show. You are the reason, your fellow contestants are the reason we love coming back to do this.
Thank you so much.
Okay, buddy. Keep it up. Talk to you soon. Bye, Quintavious.
Bye.
Check him out. That's Idol. Airs tonight. ABC. Then streams on Hulu. Afterwards, you know, starting today, fast food workers will have to make at least $20 an hour. New California fast food minimum wage. It's for fast food chains with 60 or more locations nationwide. And parking at the Hollywood Bowl about to get even worse. I know you know that. We're going to take those lots B and C and now be transportation hubs. So it's a little tricky to get into the bowl anyway.
Oh, it that really
whole
is.
Snarl that goes through Hollywood and Highland is a snarl.
If you're trying to exit the freeway, you'll be stuck there for a good 30 to 40 minutes.
That was my commute for so many years from Burbank to get. That's how I used to go home.
Yeah. So if there was a show, then
well, if there's a show, you and I was. I think it was. It was during, yeah, I would have to come. Yeah, it was during show hours of parking. Uh-huh. I'd have to come in the evening.
Oof.
It's a total, don't you love the word snarl?
I love snarl. Just snarl. I bring that back.
You don't say snarl enough.
But what does it mean?
Congestion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, snarl, traffic snarl.
A little snarl.
So, Cowboy Carter, the album, Beyonce going to be at our iHeartRadio Music Awards tonight to celebrate the Innovator Award. And one of the songs, Sissany was saying, has a lot of parents sobbing, right?
Yeah, I mean, the album in general is a true work of art. And like Tanya was saying earlier, and we all just spent so much time with it this weekend. Yeah. But this song that everyone is kind of talking about, it features her daughter, Rumi, and it's so beautiful. And as a parent, it really kind of just like pulls at every one of your heartstrings. At the very beginning of the song, you can hear Rumi saying this.
Mom, can I hear the lullaby, please?
The lullaby. For translation. Lullaby. I knew you were looking around.
I don't speak infant yet.
Exactly. So, this is a clip from a long time ago because Rumi, the twins are like six. They're almost the same age as my twins. Anyways, you have to just put into perspective real quick. Imagine having Beyonce as your mom and she can sing you to sleep every single night.
But they don't even understand.
Right. They don't understand. Like, that's just normal for them. So it's such a beautiful song. And let me just hear or play a few of the lyrics.
And I'll lead you down that road if you lose your way. Gonna be a protector. Even though I know someday you're gonna shine on your own, I will be your protector.
It makes me so emo.
Wait, so I want to understand the love, because I hear it there.
Yeah.
The love for like a spouse and the love for a child is a different love.
Of course.
It's a totally different love.
Yes, because like, the love for your spouse, obviously, it's a whole different bond. But when you have a kid, it's exactly that. Like you are their protector. You're building this human to live in society and like eventually shine on their own, like she's saying. And all like the comments on social or parents that are like breastfeeding their kids and rocking them to sleep, listening to Beyonce's album and just like sobbing over this one song. Everyone's calling it the unofficial Mother's Day anthem. Like this is going to like live on.
Oh, I need to get that to my mom though.
I know.
It's the unofficial Mother's Day anthem. There's nothing but like giddiness when it comes to a day like today. I know it's a Monday, but we've got this massive show that we've been talking about. We started talking about this months ago and here it is. And Beyonce's there. And Tanya's on the yellow carpet with EJ.
That's right.
That is your life, bro.
I know. That's why it was like, I'm like trying to curl my hair in between songs.
Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, I'm trying to get ready because I have to go straight there after I finish my podcast today.
Oh, so you have a back-to-back because it's still early. It's
jam-packed day.
Yeah.
I love a jam-packed day. Oh, kind of like I look forward to the difficulty of a jam-packed day, you know?
You love a schedule minute by minute.
I love a schedule. I love seeing my schedule when I actually don't have any time to eat something. I'm like, well, where am I going? I eat out of a Tupperware container or a glass container, right? All right, guys, that's it for us today. Thanks for being on. Tomorrow on the show, the morning hack. Three things you should never put down your drain.
Oh,
you ever put something down your drain and have to go get it?
Yes.
The garbage disposal side of
the
it?
The worst.
Scary. I have nightmares of that. Also, a second date update. That's coming up tomorrow. These guys, they met while up north where he lives, hung out, made plans for him to come visit. But halfway through the visit, she pulled the plug. Why? What happened?
Yikes.
It's our second date update. And also every hour, got these awesome $100 Disney gift cards and four packs to D23, the ultimate Disney fan event presented by Visa. I think Miley Cyrus is being honored. She's going to be one of the youngest to ever get the Legend Award from Disney. I know that because I'm hosting
nice
ceremony where we're honoring the legends at the D23.
I mean, she is a legend, especially for Disney.
She's for sure a legend.
I know.
So anyway, we're back tomorrow with all that. Sissany's going to take you to 11 o'clock. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.